Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
We have Nicole here for Blown Off today. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. I was wondering if you could use a different name. I don't want to use my regular name.
Oh.
Call.
Oh, okay. Oops. No, forget it. Forget I meant, this is not Nicole is what I meant. Nicole is someone totally different. What name would you like to use, Nicole?
Or you can change, just use my, not use my last name. I just don't want people to know I'm calling into this show.
Yeah, we'll just not use your last name.
First of all, I don't even know your last name. And you don't, so you don't want people knowing you're calling into the show?
No, I mean, no, I'm just, no, I don't.
Because you're embarrassed that you got blown off, or you're embarrassed that you listened to the show?
Well, I'm irritated that I got blown off. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, all right. All right, well, why don't we just go with Nikki? Nikki, tell us what's going on. Who blew you off, and what's their name? Don't give us their last name. What's their name, and tell us the whole story.
Well, his name is Jay, and I met him online, and I told him we went out, and we had a good time.
Yeah.
Everything seemed like a good date, and I told him at the end of the date that I would see him again. And
you told him you would see him again?
I would, yeah. And,
oh, okay, that's good.
Most people, I've never had somebody not take me up on that, so
Okay. It
was shocking that he never called me. I've never heard from him. I don't know what went wrong. It's not like we didn't have anything to talk about. We had a completely good time.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you guys do? Did you, like, go out dancing, or did you go to a sleazy motel?
We went out to dinner.
Yeah.
And then we went somewhere for a drink afterwards, mm-hmm. to a bar, mm. and where there was music.
Yeah.
Stuff and hung out.
Yeah, that's good.
We had a good time.
And you felt like it went well?
I did, yeah.
And then you said at the end of the night, okay, you may call me again.
I said I would go out with him again if he called me, when he called me.
Right. And then, so how long has it been now since he hasn't called you?
It's been almost a week.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you met him online, like what, on like a dating website?
No, I don't do dating websites. I met him on LinkedIn.
Well, you met him on LinkedIn.
Oh, really? Different.
How are you meeting guys on LinkedIn? I didn't know that was one of the skills you could endorse somebody for.
Well, he wrote me something about a job posting. And then we just started talking.
Wait, does he not have a job?
No, he has a job.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
It was just something we were discussing about freelance stuff. So.
Oh, okay, all right.
That could have been why he wasn't taking you out again. He doesn't have any money. He needs to save up.
Here's the tip. Some guy writes to you about a job on LinkedIn. Do not date him. Okay, all right. Hey, Nicole. Nikki. Okay. Oh, damn it. He hasn't viewed your profile again? Or...
No.
That's a bummer.
There was no pop-up of a profile view.
Oh, darn it.
From him.
All right. Well, listen. Why don't we give him a call and try to find out what's going on? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Listen carefully.
Hello.
Hi, man. Please speak with Jay.
Speaking.
Jay, man, what is up? I'm so glad that I was able to catch you before you left for your job.
Yeah. Hi, who is it?
Jay, it's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, you've heard the show, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to be listening in like 10 minutes.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
Well, fun fact, you may actually want to be listening now.
Yeah.
Can we talk to you live on the radio? Is that cool?
Wait, now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, I get it. We're doing it, right? What?
Yeah, right.
Jay, we're actually...
Okay, sure. She just threw me off. Well, yeah, okay.
We're actually calling you about a girl that you went out with. Her name is Nicole.
Nicole?
Yeah, do you remember Nicole? Yeah. You met her on LinkedIn.
Oh!
What is happening?
I have a question for you. How do you block somebody on LinkedIn?
Oh, what? I don't know. Actually, I don't know. What are you not interested in seeing her again? Because she wrote to us.
No, No.
Well, why not?
Because I haven't had my rabies shot.
Does she have rabies?
No. She brought. It was supposed to be a dog. It was like the size.
Okay, like that's like an evil laugh.
She's like waking and baking or something.
Frightening.
Wait,
she brought her dog to dinner with us.
She did?
Like the size of a little puppet.
Hold on, Jay. She brought a dog to dinner.
It wasn't even a dog. It was like a duh. You know, wanted to be a dog. Dog was like 3 pounds.
But you're telling me the reason that you didn't go out with me and that you haven't called me again is because you had a problem with my dog?
Wait. Okay. Oh, is she? Okay. Are you? Oh, no.
Okay, hang on. Hang on one second.
I don't know who's crazier at this point.
All right, hang on one second, Captain Creepy. This whole thing is just way too much for me to understand. Apparently, Nicole brought a dog with her, and it made Jay turn into... like a laughing hyena.
Yeah, that was really creepy.
What did Nicole? Did you bring a dog? Do you have a dog? Did you bring one on your date? Is that what happened?
Well, it's hardly a dog. It's like my child. It's a Morkie. And
sorry.
Wait a minute. What? The dog's name is Morkie?
No, it is a Morkie. It's a cross. It's purebred Yorkshire and Maltese mix.
Oh, it is a Morkie.
It is a Morkie.
That's really cute.
Oh, that is
its
cute.
His name is Coco.
Coco the Morkie.
That's cute.
That was almost my name.
I love dogs. I'm a fan. But why did you bring your dog on the date? That is a little weird, especially for the first date.
Well, it just fits in my purse. I have a little Louis Vuitton bag that it goes in.
Oh, that's nice.
It comes everywhere with me.
Because that's what you want to put in a Louis Vuitton, something that poops and pees.
It doesn't poop in the bag.
Oh, it does? Okay.
But Jay doesn't seem to be an animal lover, or it sounds like to me, or he's really stoned.
Yeah.
Or both.
Well, it's not like, I mean, you guys went somewhere where you were outside and you were sitting on the patio or something. I kind of understand that, but to bring him inside of a restaurant and then go out to a bar, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, you took Coco the Morkie to a bar?
Oh, he's really refined. He's really well behaved.
Are you guys listening to this?
Yeah. Jay, did you mention something about the dog? I mean, was the dog on the whole entire date?
First of all, like, what kind of pet lives in a bag? I mean, it's like the next day I'm going to go and I'm taking one of those goldfish. You know, yeah, I just won this at the fair. You don't care if Goldie comes to dinner, do you? I just don't know where it
is. That still doesn't answer my question. Why did you ask her?
Unusual, Jay. Lots of people bring their dogs to dinners and to bars and stuff, especially
Nicole,
one that's really cute,
that's
and especially Morkies. Lots of people
want to see
Morkies out and
no one takes a dog on a date.
It's part of my outfit.
Okay.
Outfit, but not everyone does it.
Jay, did you?
Almost no one.
When you picked, okay, Jay, listen, buddy. When you picked up Nicole, did you not see that she had a dog with her?
Well, at first I thought, honestly, that she just had a purse with her. And then she introduced me to Coco. And I said...
The Morkie.
Are we dropping... the Morkie, yeah. Are we dropping her off, you know? And she's like, no, you know, we're taking them with us. And I go, we're going to a really nice place. I mean, and it's not a patio. It's just like indoors, you know?
No, I got it.
Right.
And I go,
it's hard moving from Kansas, Jay.
Say that again.
What?
That would be Toto. Would be
to a metropolitan city.
I hope a house doesn't fall on you, Nicole.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. All right, listen, guys, we got to wrap this up quickly. But I guess Jay, my question is, would you be interested in going out with Nicole and Coco again? Okay, I'll take that as a no. All right, hang on one second, you two.